Folks, you did it. We met our donation goal of $9,000, and we have now released our fourth and final mini, The Quibblerman Conundrum, written by and featuring the great Tom Crowley. And after the episode, please wiki Nigel Neal, which you will not be able to spell on even a third guess. We're so grateful for all your support this month, whether that was in the form of posts, reviews, or donations. We're so excited to share the minisode with you now and Season 3 of True Tales with you very soon. Genuinely, and from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. We love making this ridiculous show, and we're so grateful to have you supporting it. Okay, now no more talking for 1 to 2 years. Enjoy the minisode, Illuminati Illuminato.
True Tales of the Illuminati, The Quibblerman Conundrum, written by Tom Crowley.
From the offices of the Illuminati, 1952, United Kingdom, Surrey, aka England's golf course. The excited and long-anticipated Operation Lomax has been cancelled with immediate effect following the death of the British monarch, George VI. The Department of Direct Action has deconstructed the operation in London, and operatives are now transporting key Illuminati resources back to the secret storage shed outside Guildford, Surrey. In the wake of this sudden shift in plans, we urge all staff to remember the new Illuminati motto, keep calm and be in the Illuminati. P.S. New motto, tea towel sales are through the roof.
The startling discovery is just over this way, Professor Quibblerman.
I hope this startling discovery is as mind-eviscerating as you claim, Constable. As head of the Department of Experimental Rocket Personnel, my time is extremely valuable. I was about to complete an experiment proving that neutrinos have a concept of sexy.
Do they?
Well, as soon as I can get one to look at my smutty Marilyn Monroe postcards, I'll let you know. Yes.
Then in the interests of preserving time, Professor, let's get you to the find.
Now, remind me, Constable, just what is it that happened here?
This is an archaeological dig, Professor. A team from Thumper College has been excavating this Iron Age foundry for the last few weeks.
Thumper College?
It's a borstal, Professor. A young offenders institution. They break out and raid historic sites for ancient treasures. Gold coins, primitive jewelry, and so on. Then they trade it on the college's black market for banned ultra-violent comic books.
Yes. Graphic O-nasties. Yes, I've heard of those. That explains the rather inexpert construction of this grid system and the discarded flick knives all over the place.
So, the lads from Thumper College were digging, as usual, crossing the site in diagonal formation and liberally deploying genital-based obscenities when they found something a little unusual.
A little unusual? I didn't drive 30 miles and leave a perfectly good Monroe postcard for something a little unusual, Constable. I'm an expert in my field. That field being space things. Things in space and things related to space and other space-adjacent areas.
That's precisely why the local police, Gov, wanted to call you in, Professor.
For what? For some old bones with bumpy foreheads and a cracked pot that was once used to store maize or millet or something equally tedious? No. They couldn't get me to pay attention to that crusty old business at Oxford, Constable, and you won't get me to now. My interest is above, in the heavens and in the future. and future adjacent areas.
Come on, you stupid bastard. I mean, Professor, if you'll just... what was that thing Beck said that one time? Direct your attention this way. Follow the light of the torch.
You see, I'm interested in shiny things. Things that explode that whole region of... Good Lord.
You see it?
Yes. Yes, but... It can't be.
It is. Believe me, I was just as shocked as you are.
But this site, this deep in the ground, it must have...
It must have been here for at least, 20
what?
Years. No, 20 hundred.
Well...
Mill. Colder. Two thousand years? 2,000 years, Professor Quiblerman.
I take it all back. You are completely right to bring me here, Constable Dahlia.
Please, Professor, you can call me Dahl.
No, thank you. A bit informal. Anyway, can it really have rested here for thousands of years? Was it left here accidentally or on purpose? As a message? And most puzzling of all, where can it have come from?
If there's one thing I said, it was to tie it down securely.
Yes, Beck.
I said it 1,000 times, Jackie. Tie it down securely. Didn't I say it 1,000 times? Or at least a couple dozen?
Must have been, boss.
And now here we are, stuck driving this rickety truck through miles of identical English motorway in the dark. This is not how I wanted to spend my Thursday night.
Do people care about their Thursday nights? Is that a thing people really have particular feelings about?
I didn't want to spend any night doing anything like this, Jackie. And I'll tell you why. Because it means we're screw-ups. Not screw-ups who screwed up a mission, no. Anyone could be one of those screw-ups. Some of those screw-ups die screw-up heroes, and they get screw-up medals for trying their very best and then screwing up. My God, they say, there was a screw-up that knew how to live life to its fullest by dying all... screwy-uppy.
I'm not sure I'm following. Like when we got lost in that roundabout.
My point is, you don't get medals for screwing up when you're scrapping a mission. You don't get a medal for that. Oh no, you don't get a medal for succeeding in scrapping a mission, so God knows what we'll get for screwing it up. You'll probably get
me? What did I do?
You screwed up supervising Ishmael, the gold medalist in screwing up. So that makes you the screwing up... umpire. Screwing up umpire. Or something.
Does the Illuminati really have medals?
Yes. But they're just Chesterfield packets with thank you notes scrawled on the back.
Oh, that sucks. Does Ishmael even smoke?
He's not getting a medal. No one is. This isn't a medal situation. We're screwed, Jackie. Thanks to Ishmael. And to you.
Yeah, well, you were supervising me, who was supervising Ishmael. So that makes you the arch-senior screwing up umpire.
I know that. That's why I'm yelling at you. Oh, for the love of Pete. Jackie, all we had to do was make sure he secured the prop safely on the truck, drive it from Knightsbridge to the Guildford storage shed with minimal commotion and make sure nobody saw it. This was a task so nuanced, so challenging, so advanced that it necessitated the deployment of such complex technology as some ropes and a blanket. Do you think it looks good that we can't even do that correctly?
Okay, no. Sure, that does look pretty bad. You're driving through a lot of low-hanging branches.
Yep. And I intend to continue.
Then maybe we could let Ishmael sit inside? He must be getting pretty donked up all tied to the roof.
It was his idea.
But you let him.
Because I'm furious!
Ah, what's the bramble?
Shut up and keep looking!
I don't get why we had to cancel Operation Lomax anyhow.
No, I know. It would have been cool.
Just because the stupid king died?
Well, ours is not to question the Illuminati's plans, Jackie. Ours is to just faithfully enact their decisions.
I mean, what's a new queen going to do anyway?
Bring the country together. At least that's what the chief says. He said, it's a new spin on the same story. And when I asked, what story? He just said, the story. And poured himself a drink and told me to leave.
I thought they were still pretty together from that whole war, thingy.
A decade ago, they were stiff upper-lipping it all over the place and getting the heck blitzed out of them, singing Land of Hope and Glory. But now, Hitler's been worm food for 7 years, and they've started to wonder why they still have to reuse their tea leaves 5 times a day.
Rationing is a pretty lousy deal. You think maybe the American soldiers who saw the worst days of food shortages have taken away a negative image of English cuisine based on those harsh limitations that will trickle down through years of repetition and embellishment and convince the rest of the world that English people just eat potted meat and egg powder?
Nah, the American people are gifted with more generosity and imagination than that.
Yeah, you're right. Still, how does getting a new queen make them feel any better?
People take pleasure in the strangest things sometimes, Jackie. Oh, road sign.
Oh, my phone!
But I know what you mean. If I barely had enough to eat and I saw one of the richest people in the country having a bunch of jewels put on her head, I wouldn't feel patriotic. I'd feel like stocking up on fresh guillotine blades.
Yeah, but they don't. They're all, oh, a new monarch! How super! How wonderful you look, ma'am! Does Her Madge require any more funds for her caviar stocks? Here, have another castle!
It's a head-scratcher, all right. I guess they don't see them as human.
They're not human?
No, they are. Well, depends who you ask. No, I mean, they see them as, like, a psychic extension of themselves. When the royal family dines on pheasant, the people, their subjects, feel like they're getting a little piece of it to go with their dry toast. Even though they, pretty transparently, don't get squat.
So, not lizards.
What?
Doesn't matter. How come they're so much better at it?
What do you mean?
That's supposed to be our job. Manipulating the people, bending events to our will, getting people to follow our whims without realizing. How come some random German family can just do it without breaking a sweat while we have to go through all this hassle?
Maybe it's their birthright. Or maybe the people are just super good at manipulating themselves.
Then what are we doing?
Sometimes I wonder if we're just riding the wave. Don't repeat that, though. It's technically Illuminati treason and does not win a lot of medals.
So there are medals.
Jackie, I told you there were medals. They're just shitty ones.
At least our plan made sense. A nation struggling with the loss of purpose and population in the post-war period, reunited by an even more imposing and terrifying presence than the Nazis. Extraterrestrial life.
I know. The Americans went crazy for it at Roswell. Although sourcing domestic horse meat here with the rationing is absurd.
Well, what are you gonna do?
I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna find the crucial piece of Illuminati trickery that we were charged with safely stowing away, which we lost, and we're going to get a hold of it before some bowler-headed hiker stumbles across it and it ends up on the front page of the Times.
I think we're worrying too much.
What? How?
I bet most people wouldn't know what to make of it if they found it.
Oh, I don't know.
Seriously. I bet you, without any clues, most people wouldn't even be able to tell what it was.
The perfectly preserved skeleton of an extraterrestrial being.
I know.
An otherworldly insect-like humanoid biped.
Ain't she a peach?
And buried here for generations. What was it doing here?
I know. Golly, what a chilling and newsworthy mystery.
This is Iron Age, you say?
Yes. Well, that's what the scabby yobs from Thumper tell me.
Incredible. For the first time in history, archaeology isn't naff and pointless. So, alien visitors came to Earth and interacted with human beings here in Surrey. They saw our foundries, our forges, our... What's that over there?
I think it's a toilet.
Our toilets! What did they teach us? What did they learn from us? Why has none of this ever been recorded in historical sources before? Oh, dear. Hand me that brush. Those Thumper lads have dug up this area so carelessly, it almost looks as though someone dumped this skeleton here after the hole was dug and hastily half-covered it in soil.
Very careless, those daft chaps, and so on.
Let's get a better look at this thing. Four eye sockets in the skull, perhaps able to see wavelength that humans can't. Huge, powerful mandibles, suggesting a predatory species, and the size of the brain pan, far in excess of our own. Perhaps these things had extrasensory perception, some sort of second sight. Constable Dahlia?
Yes, Professor?
I might be leaping to conclusions here, so bear with me.
Gladly.
What if these aliens visited at the very advent of humanity's understanding of complex technology, not by accident, but because we had proven ourselves to be worthy?
Gosh, what?
So they arrived with a fleet, originating from Alpha Centauri or Proxima Centauri, most likely, and using sophisticated alien mind control powers, imprinted on our ancestors their vision for the development of mankind, from pre-Roman agriculture through the Industrial Revolution all the way to the development of the nuclear bomb, fast-tracking our technological mastery and warlike nature to the point that we become the perfect allies or possibly drone soldiers for these nefarious proximites like this fellow here. Do you think it could be possible, Constable?
I think we'd be very irresponsible to rule it out, Professor.
I knew it! Lord, what would humanity do in the face of this terrible knowledge?
There's only one way to find out, Professor. After all, you, the expert summoned here to examine this specimen, seem completely convinced that this is, in fact, a genuine extraterrestrial.
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Then let's get the Beeb in the Times on the phone and spread the word. You never know. You might even snap up some appearance fees in the process. A space things expert like you.
Have you taken leave of your senses, Constable?
Pardon me?
Nobody must know about this. Not until we've had time to study the specimen under proper laboratory conditions, maybe attempted to make contact with its home planet, at least shown it a few saucy postcards.
No, you see, the whole point
God, imagine if we were trying to lead a responsible and thorough investigation into a sensitive matter like this. With a horde of journalists buzzing round our heads like pinstriped hornets, I'd swat the lot of them if only I had a newspaper big enough. A newspaper that they'd have to write first.
Professor, I really think the public has a right to know that this alien-looking skeleton was found by you. Ideally in some sort of pull-out colour supplement.
And that's not the half of it. What happens when humanity gets wind of its subliminal programming? If confronted with the knowledge of our alien puppet masters, will we reject it? Go mad? Or perhaps some sort of fail-safe kill-crazy setting will be activated and we'll wipe ourselves out completely? Oh, God!
Okay, now you're leaping to conclusions.
Oh, good gravy! I think I can feel something being activated in my mind right now.
No. Look, no, you can't.
Oh, no, yes! I feel like some ancient code is unraveling in my head. I can see the Earth forming, its crust cooling, more chlorophyll metastasis.
Calm down, you egg-headed moron.
It's sensory overload. I can hear my own thoughts. This is the year of the Dirty Olympics. Constable!
You can always hear your own thoughts. That's how thoughts work.
Oh, God. Do you have any hard drink on you?
No.
Then how about a cup of tea?
Fine.
Jolly good. Thermos is in the car.
That's on the other side of the woods.
Well, I'll just keep writhing here. Milk and two sugars, please. Oh.
Ready, tosser.
Do owls carry rabies? Not in Britain. Fun fact. Britain is rabies-free. Has been since 1922.
That is fun.
Why do you ask?
Just because those ones are really going to town on Ishmael.
Oh! It's because I'm They're right to be attacked to me. Oh!
How do we know we're even in the right part of Surrey?
The skeleton was there when we stopped for gas at... Wisley? Wisely? Somewhere. And we realized it was missing outside of Burpham? Burpham? God, these names are the worst! So, it must have fallen off the truck somewhere between those two places.
Beck, it's darker than a Russian comedy out there.
Nice.
Thank you. How are we going to see the phony skeleton, even if we find the place? And what if someone else has already found it and took it away? There was a little guest house down in Rotaways. We could.
We are not giving up, remember? Keep calm and be in the Illuminati.
I am already calm, and I'm already in the Illuminati.
Well, shut up and do your job. How about that?
It's not as catchy.
Stop! Stop the truck, quick! It's not another badger sighting!
You said the last two weren't badger sightings.
This time I mean it.
Better do it. This one sounds real. There's no play in his voice.
Fine.
Did you see it?
This better be good, Ishmael.
Beck? Jackie? I trust you've been enjoying a pleasant drive?
Just spit it out.
Okay. Send!
Send what?
No, the road sign. Look back there. It says send.
So it does.
Must be a town. I just assume everything on a sign is a town now. Even shapes.
I think that's near where the fake monster Skellington fell out. I remember we hit a huge pothole just as we were going past that sign. And I thought to myself, send? That almost sent me flying out of this truck.
What do you think?
I don't know. He was doing better puns than that earlier.
They can't all be East Horsley.
Well, it's not like we've got any better leads. Okay, Jackie, cut Ishmael down and let's...
That sounded of interest.
My ape ancestors are
calling. Yeah, we better take a look.
The hairy faces. The hairy feet.
Good idea. I'll stay here and guard the truck.
Cut him down, Jackie.
Aye, aye, skipper.
I told you, stop calling me that.
The noises. God. Oh, there are ghosts in the stone tapes. Oh, the phantom dolphin taking over men's minds.
Well, there it is.
How do we get it back?
Maybe we could ask that nice man if he has any ideas.
No, we can't be seen.
Oh, come on, Beck. Nobody knows who we are. We can just tell them we're some kooky kids playing a prank.
Oh, really? Some kooky kids who managed to fashion together a flawlessly realistic alien skeleton made of actual human bones?
Actual human bones?
I never said actual human bones.
Yes, you did.
Who's out there?
Shh!
Is that you? Aliens? Have you come to awaken my reptile brain?
Well, we know he's seen it anyway.
Oh, jeez. He seems pretty agitated. I don't think he'll want to give it back.
Maybe not. Ishmael, do you see that wet patch of earth behind you?
You mean that patch of earth right there?
Yeah. Looks pretty muddy, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, this is a deciduous forest, so...
Ugh.
Oh! Hello? Abominations?
What was that for?
I have an idea. Help me smear Ishmael.
This is fun.
Hello? Hello? I'll have you know, I shan't yield to a bestial mentality. My mind is strong. I went to Oxford. Hello? It's some sort of drippy, scary man dispatched, I assume, by alien puppet masters.
I'm gonna eat your face, or whatever other kind of thing you don't want to happen.
You mean... trigger my ancient programming and turn me into a mindless murder maniac?
Yeah, that one.
I knew it! Ah! We're all mind-controlled apes! The super-intelligent rats are coming! It's time for Tituppy Bumpity! Ah!
Yes, another masterpiece of direct action from the strategic underboss.
That guy sure seemed ready to embrace his own doom.
What did you expect? He's British.
Yeah. Come on, Ishmael. Let's load up the skeleton.
Are these actual human bones?
Yep.
think I got mud in my lungs.
Try gargling thinner mud.
Professor Quibbleman, I've got your tea. It took me a minute to find the thermos. It was buried under an awful lot of smutty postcards. Oh, damn it, it's you.
Ah, now it all makes sense. Good evening, doll. Out for a spot of dogging, will we?
What?
You know, the British slang term for going out for a late night walk with your dog. Right?
That's... You know what? Yes, that's exactly what I was doing. Walking the Illuminati dog, which is a metaphor for you. Curse you, Beck.
Let me guess. You loosened the ropes on the skeleton prop in London, followed us until it fell off the truck, buried it in this archaeological site, and brought in a witness to confirm the sighting so the press would swarm and photos of the thing could end up all over the papers and my career with the Illuminati would go straight in the crapper. Is that about right?
Curse you, Beck!
Okay, that's great, and I'm exhausted. They better have coffee and brandy in Guildford, that's all I'm saying.
Wait.
What?
Can I, have a ride?
No!
Come on.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Dibs on the upper deck! I like the action.
You have to share with Ishmael.
Do you have any thin mud?
I have a thermos of boiling hot tea.
That works. Ow! This isn't fun anymore! Thank you.
If you want to help us make Season 3 and beyond, please back us on Indiegogo. Just search True Tales of the Illuminati or follow the link in the show notes. You can also follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more updates at True Tales Team. In this episode, Chloe Zwicker was Beck, Julie Snyder was Jackie, Noel Nazi was Ishmael, Meredith Gully was Dahl, Tom Crowley was Professor Herbert Quibbleman, and Dennis Bruno was the memo. Logo designed by Tom Crowley. Theme by Arnie Parrott. It was directed and produced by Max Kreisky, with sound design by Hedley Knights and Beth Crane. Illuminati Olominoto.